Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
TGIF. Welcome to this good Friday here on WFAN. Evan and Tiki. Evan is not here, but we'll get to him in just a second. What a great win for the Yankees last night. The New York Mets are hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. And at that game, Evan Roberts joining us on the phone. Ev, what's the atmosphere like? How awesome is it?
Oh, Tiki, what a beautiful day at Citi Field. It's sunny. It's cold. I'm freezing my ass off. I can barely write in my scorebook. But somehow, some way, Rhys Hoskins, that former Philly trash, grounded into a nice, easy double play. We got out of the first inning. It's 0-0. It's cold, but what a day. Uh-oh. It's opening day. It's like the first day at school. I love it.
Evan, somebody just walked in. And
Evan, it's Spike.
Uh-oh.
Who? Since when are you not at work today?
It's opening day, bro. It's a holiday. I know you're new around here.
I'm new around here. Well,
yeah,
somebody
who's... It's
Come
opening
on, man.
Day, bro. This is what I do.
No. I'm not kidding. This is what I do. I knew you weren't going to be here yesterday, but it wasn't a full show. Nobody said anything to me about you not being here today.
Bro, do you even work here? Like, seriously. Like, are you still here, or did you go away to Philadelphia? They got a game in about a half hour. Why don't you pay attention to that?
Are you an adult or a child?
Well,
are you an adult or are you a child? Because I know your family doesn't care if you're around at home, but everyone here cares whether you're at work.
Listen, dildo head, go to Philadelphia. I don't respect your opinions anymore. So
can somebody bring me a pair of headphones at work?
How about that?
Right now. I'm not screwing around. Can somebody bring me a pair of headphones at work?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Spike is upset. Yeah. Spike is upset at you, Evan.
He can't do radio. He's about to go do afternoon drive in Philadelphia.
He can't hear you.
Smart guy over there.
He can't hear you. But, Evan, it doesn't sound like he's happy. I mean, I'm laughing.
I'm serious. Can you bring him in here?
But it doesn't sound like he's happy.
What are we doing?
Right?
Nice play. Is he still talking?
No, he's waiting to get his headphones. No, he's mad at his headphones aren't working.
Ah, poor baby. Tell him to go to Philadelphia. Nobody cares what he has to say anymore. I will be there possibly later, maybe not. Depending,
you'll
on
be here today. I'm not kidding. If you want to be the lead host on an afternoon drive show on WFAN in New York City, you come to work. I know you want to go to a baseball game, but we're adults here. You get paid a lot of money. You have a lot of people relying on you, and it's one thing for you to come into work looking like a schlub every day with your clothes not washed and your hair not cut and your beard not cut, but it's a complete different thing when everybody's relying on you to host a radio show whose ratings are we're dependent, our livelihood is dependent on the success of this radio show, but you want to go to a baseball game.
Listen, I understand that you resent your daddy and you don't have a good relationship with him. I love my dad. This is what we've done for 30 plus years.
I'm glad you love your dad, but your children never see you. Your children never see you, so they'll probably be in the same situation. Just get at work. Be at work. Leave the game.
I'm out of work. What are you going to
do? Be here by 4 o'clock, or you won't be on the air next week. How about you're not on the air next week if you're not here by 4 o'clock?
We'll see.
I'm not kidding. No. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. Get to work.
I'll see how the game goes. Let's see if the Mets can take a big lead. If not, I'll get there when I get there.
If you're not here by 4 o'clock, you won't be on the air next week.
Jose, good little change up by Quintana. See, this is what fans do. I know you don't understand that talk show hosts can be fans, too. You have this idea of talk show hosts just giving big, stupid opinions and not giving a crap. I give a crap, okay? Well,
you know what that makes you? I'm glad that you will have your membership card to the Mets fan club. I'm glad that you'll wear your T-shirt and your jersey. I'm glad that you'll keep all your tickets and your cute little scorecards. But we're doing work here. So you either work here or you don't, Evan. I'll see you before. Hang up the phone on him. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, Connor. He's gone.
I mean, are you that mad?
I am.
It's just a baseball
game. You should be mad, too. You should be mad, too.
I mean, I'm just doing a show.
You get how many of those? How many of these shows a year? 250 of these shows a year,
true,
and he decided that.
But how many opening days are there? He has a streak of going to opening days. So I'm defending
him. Put him in the Hall of Fame. But, Tiki, put him in the Hall of Fame for going to baseball games.
Spike, isn't that what we do on this show? We kind of represent the fan.
Well, then why isn't anybody here? Why are you here today? Why is Lugauer's a Mets fan? He's here today.
Yeah, but I mean,
Connor's here today. Azuman's here today.
I am not from New York. I am a Virginian. I kind of adopted the Yankees when I came and became a New Yorker because I knew some of their players. So I'm not diehard like Evan. I didn't come out of the womb like Evan and sit on third base. Right, it's different for Evan.
If Evan doesn't want to come to work, I'll just call Craig. I'll call Craig. Craig would have been here. Craig would have been here. Gio would have been here. Boomer would have been here.
Craig's not a real fan.
Francesa would have been here.
Boomer and Gio's show is in the morning.
Mad Dog would have been here. Beningo would have been here.
You're not really a
Summers would. Yeah, I am. I am, and especially because he didn't tell me. I have a lot of problems with a lot of things that happen around here. Nobody can check their work email because they're children. But the whole thing about, like, if you're going to take a day off of work, you should let your boss know. You should at least ask, hey, Mets opening day moved from Thursday to Friday. Mm-hmm. We were only going to have a one-hour show on Thursday. It's going to be a whole show on Friday. I'm not going to be there. That should be something he clears with me.
Were you here yesterday?
Were
you here when we were here yesterday?
I was here.
I don't think you were here yesterday.
Yes, I was. I was here yesterday.
Not when we were here. And so when he decided, I'm sure in his mind.
No, I was definitely here. I was here until 3 o'clock because I was in with Olivero. I was definitely here. He had plenty of opportunity. He has my phone number. That's all I'm saying.
Talking about your replacement. See, what's happening right now, Spike, is that we're falling into that little nebulous spot where it feels like we don't have a boss.
Well, that I'm here every day.
I know, but I'm just telling you that's what Evan feels like.
Well, talk to Olivero. That's not my fault.
You talk to the architect.
Talk to Olivero. That's
not
my fault.
We're not allowed to say his name. We say the architect on air.
All right.
We're talking to the architect, and we feel like we're getting close. Well, I don't know what the hell Boomer and Gio were talking about this morning, but we feel like we're getting close.
Well, if Evan's not here by 4 o'clock, it's Tiki and Friends next week.
Wow.
That's all I guess.
Wow. I'm not sure how to respond to that. Connor, can I take a break?
I'll host the show.
I want to take a break.
I'll host the show. I got plenty to say.
I don't have a read. we'll do all the necessary traffic when we come back, but I need to take a break right now, and I need to call Evan to make sure he's okay and make sure he's on his way here, because if not, Connor, you're going to be doing the show with me on Monday. Manny, you'll be doing the show with me on Tuesday. I guess Sean will be back, so Sean can do it some of those days as well, but Evan and Tiki on the Fan. It's getting a little spicy in the studio. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. I've called Tommy Lugauer into the studio with me because we need to discuss this. By the way, it's 0-0, bottom of the second for the Mets. The game that Evan is enjoying and about to get himself suspended, I guess is the word we're going to use here. For Evan, if he doesn't get in here by 4, I mean, that's like, he might be able to watch the whole game and get in here by 4. Right? Right, Loogie?
I mean, with the pitch clock, if the game goes 2 hours and he hauls his ass here, maybe. Maybe.
All right, here's a question for you. Luke, was Spike serious or was he messing with Evan on his way out the door?
Okay, so.
For those that don't know, Spike is going to take an on-air job down in Philadelphia. He's no longer going to be our program director. And he sounded ornery. I've never seen him like that. But was he serious or is he messing with Evan?
So, as someone who has seen Spike like that, both for real and joking, I think I could decipher he was dead serious. He was dead serious because, and I think this is what Evan doesn't get, and I understand he's Willy Wonka of sports and he's whimsical and he's got to go to opening day even though there's, you know, 81 home games a year. What Evan doesn't realize here, and I think this is what Spike was trying to say, is Evan used to be after the word end on a show. Now he's in front of the word end. He's the point guard. He's the leader. He's supposed to step up. Fatso Marash is at a wedding today. That's why he couldn't be bothered
to
be here.
Who the heck has a wedding on Friday of opening day?
Well, that's a disgrace. And we'll get into that more
later. It's Easter weekend, too.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So he's not here. So it's basically the fourth preseason game. No one's here. So Evan should have stepped up. He could have wrote down Brandon Nimmo, popped up the third base on his scorebook from where I'm sitting right now. Instead, he's at this dopey Met game, you know, freezing his ass off. I'm a Met fan. I'm not there because work is the top priority. And I think Spike, even though he is leaving whenever, he is still the acting boss. So for Evan to just basically say the things he said to him and not be here, I got to be honest with you. I got to side with Spike here. Now, look, I want to be a team player.
You're on Spike's side?
Well, I want to be a team player, but I got to be fair. Loogie, and I got
to
be honest.
Loogie, Evan goes to every home opener. We even dissected how he kept his streak alive because the cancellation because of COVID. And then he goes down to Philly and he gets opening day in Philly. So, I mean, it's been a lot of years. Can't you give a guy a little bit of a slack? It's opening day. His book is about scoring games, right? My Mets Bible, it's about scoring. This is what he does. If there's one thing that you can, I'll put this in quotes, excuse Evan for, it's going to score a Met home opening game. Correct?
Correct, But he's not an 8-year-old getting taken out of class today to go to the game with his father.
It's opening day, man.
He's an adult.
And he's going with his dad. He's there with his dad. I mean, Spike's over here maligning the dude. He's sitting there.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Right. I hope his dad couldn't hear what Spike was saying. What? I mean, it probably was intimating it because of how Evan was yelling back. But, I mean, that's harsh, dude. Since he was like 3. He's going to games with his dad.
I know. And as I sit here with a backwards hat, I'm telling somebody to be an adult. But at some point, you're 40 years old. You're the leader of your household. You're the leader of basically afternoon drive. Your name is first. You need to be here. Now, he was going to go yesterday, I guess. He didn't tell anybody. Meanwhile, we had a meeting with Spike on Wednesday. We have a meeting with Spike every week. Evan sat in there and basically twirled his hair for half an hour and didn't bother to mention that he was going opening day.
He did kind of intimate that he might be making a trip out to city today. He did kind of say that because he talked about going Saturday, but he was kind of saying, I might be going tomorrow as well. Right, and so he did kind of lay it out there for us. I didn't know he didn't tell Spike. And by the way, I didn't mind that he didn't tell Spike because Spike is kind of half step foot out the door, kind of doing spots down in Philly at times. Right, but at the same time, I didn't think Spike would care. I'm actually surprised that Spike is genuinely upset because it sounded genuinely upset.
Absolutely, because I think he's in a weird spot right now where he's, like you said, has 1 foot out the door, and he feels like he doesn't have the respect around here, and Evan completely disrespected him. By the way, he disrespected me. I had no idea he wasn't here today. He hoodwinked all of us. I'm sitting out there in the newsroom, and I got Spike yelling for headphones. By the way, you work in the business. Get your own damn headphones, number one. Number two, I have him screaming, you got to go in there. You got to host a show. I'm ill-prepared. Not that I prepare much anyway, but I'm ill-prepared here, and now I got to somehow sit here and defend Evan. And Tiki, let me give you this visual. Evan, who looks like he's homeless, he's been growing his beard out for 5 months. He looks utterly ridiculous. He's sitting there at Citi Field screaming at Spike Eskin on the phone. I'm sure that was captured on video.
Was that in the middle of were they in an inning half, or were they in the middle of the game? If they were in the middle of the game, can you imagine?
Well, it's hard to tell at a baseball game if it's during the action or not, it's boring.
Look, we're watching it on TV here on SNY, so we have no idea. I don't even remember if I was looking at the screen when Evan was screaming, but were they playing? Were they playing when Evan was standing up and screaming at Spike?
I think it was the top of the second. Now, I'd say, have you spoken to Evan? Because there's a 40% chance he was removed from the premises. Can you imagine, like, Garden-esque, Evan is now banned from Citi Field? He caused a ruckus on opening day. They were trying to honor the sous chef, and he's sitting there screaming at Spike Eskin, and now he's on the ban list. You're not allowed to go to Citi Field for, I don't know, 10 years. He's Bart Simpson, basically, at the movie
Spike
theater.
Spike would accomplish his goal by getting Evan banned because he's screaming at the top of his lungs.
It's opening day, bro.
In the middle of the first inning.
Well, Tiki, this is a big thing here because Evan now has till 4 o'clock. So it is now 2:17.
This is moving slow, though. We're watching this. This is the bottom of the second inning. It's moving too slow. He's not getting there by 4.
They're already... Now I got to go off on a tangent here. It is opening day. It is bottom of the second, and the Brewers are doing a mound visit? Why? The season just started. People want to go home. This is ridiculous.
No. Evan needs to get here. That's why you're getting upset about this.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, let me just be selfish here for a second.
It's not a bad thing.
Right.
If Evan's not here... I mean, I've led shows before. I did it all the time in the midday when BT would have days off or go on vacation or whatever it was. Just me solo riding the mic here. So I don't mind this at all. Of course I can leave. We can talk some football. Hell, the Yankees were fantastic yesterday.
Yep.
The Jets got argument issues going on between the owner and the head coach.
Yep.
The Giants are, for some reason, working out J.J. McCarthy on Easter. That's got to be a misprint, but whatever it is, there's tons that we could talk about that I could lead. I don't need Evan here to do that, but I kind of feel bad for Evan. He's just trying to do what he always does, man.
You know what? I don't feel bad for him because, you know what, Evan, no, because he's a shyster, and he's always pulling these kind of scams, and he's always doing this stuff, and he leaves us hanging. And now, if he's not back by 4 o'clock, Spike basically said he's suspended next week, and it's going to be Tiki Barber and Friends. Now, I don't know if that means you're doing a show with Charles Way or Tito Wooten next week. I have no idea. I assume it's with me and Fatso when he gets back from the wedding. But that is a big-time ultimatum, and the way this game is going so far, it's crawling. It started at 1:40 for whatever reason. I don't know why they couldn't just start the damn game at 1 o'clock. I guess they had to honor everybody that works for the Mets in the pregame ceremony. But Evan is now got about an hour and a half to get back here. And if he doesn't, he is suspended. That was as real as it gets. It was actually frightening. I think Spike even was yelling at me in the newsroom. I don't know what the hell I did. I was just trying to get some water and look at girls on Instagram. So I have no idea. Maybe check the Mets score. So, Teak, we have a loaded box here of phone calls Evan. So we are going to get to as many as we can. We will get to the Yankees. We will get into some football. Of course, we will get into the reaction once the Mets game is over. But first, we got to get to some of these calls because we have some people actually wanting, believe it or not, they're on your side, Teak. They're defending
Evan. I think they're on my side, but some of them might be on Spike's side, too. Let's go.
We're going to find out. Let's go to Raphael in the Bronx. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
You know, this is unbelievable. I've never been so upset. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a big Evans fan, okay? But what Spike did, it's incredibly...
We hear you, Raphael. No, he shouldn't do that stuff. But he did. But I think it was... I think he's just mad. I think... I'm trying to defend both sides here. Because I feel like Evan, as my partner, deserves to be able to do these type of things. Now, he probably should have told Spike, but Spike's on edge, man. Spike's about to start a new job down in Philly. Spike's got to have an on-air persona as well, but he's also still the boss here. We don't have a new boss yet, right? You know, we don't have a new boss.
Not that I'm aware of.
He's still the boss here, so we still have to go through him if we're going to do stuff. So... I get it. Maybe he could have handled it a little bit differently, but I mean, I kind of feel for Evan.
Sure. Teak, I respect you. I understand you want to be Switzerland here. You want to have both sides. I still think Evan was completely unprofessional. He didn't let Spike know. Spike find out for the first time. You hit the show open. You got, hey, it's Tiki Barber. Let's go down to Evan Roberts. He's at Citi Field. He had no idea. So he can't schedule a board meeting on Monday to go over everything. He's pissed off. He's ticked off. He's Spike, I love you. He runs a little hot. So he got mad. He came down here. He's the boss. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Plus, he's leaving in a couple months. He's essentially Costanza driving around the parking lot with the World Series trophy. The guy can do whatever the hell he wants, basically, at this point. He has carte blanche. So... he set an ultimatum. He's the boss. I assume unless the architect steps in here, this is final. Evan has till 4 o'clock to get back here or he's suspended. Let's go out to Fernando in Bridgeport. What's up, Fernando?
What's up, Fernando?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
That interaction, that phone call was cringy. And it got there and it got rough quick.
I mean.
And there was no ascending. It was just straight bullets.
Well, and I think Spike was, like, mad. Like, Spike doesn't get mad very often, but I've seen him mad also, Loogie. And when he gets mad, it's, like, fire.
Oh, it's 0 to 100
yes.
with Spike. I agree with that. Yeah. Spike is super cool, great boss. But if he gets pissed, man, watch out. And it happens real quick. There's no middle ground.
Both were wrong. I mean, you know, Spike, boss, that's handled in the office. Evans, that's still your boss. And if you hear what he said, just call me. That's all you got to do. I manage a team. Same thing. Just call me. That's it. That's all it takes.
No, you're right. You're right. But, I mean, I guess Evan's in the wrong here.
Teak.
But I want to defend him.
Well, here's the thing.
My gut is to defend him.
Sure.
Because it's opening day.
And he's your partner. I get it.
And he's my partner. And he's been going to Mets opening days forever. And it's him and his dad. It's chilly out there. But who cares? Right, it's not. At least it's not raining. It's sunny. It's beautiful. Feels good. If you like that kind of thing, because it's baseball and it's opening day baseball. And Starling Marte's already hit a home run, so you feel good taking a 1-0 lead into the top of the third inning here. But still, I feel for Evan because I know this means a lot to him. I mean, he's writing books about this stuff, so I feel for him. At the same time, I do understand where Spike's coming from.
Yeah, and I think the last caller brought up that it got like really heated really quick. My sense, and I'm not a therapist. But I got the impression there that there was a lot of pent-up frustration between Spike and Evan. I can't speak to why, but it really seemed like they were sort of... because Evan, I think, is an internalizer. Spike, not so much. But I feel like there was a lot of pent-up aggression there. And this was sort of the tipping point. And they were able to voice their displeasure with each other. This going to the opening day, not telling Spike, this really sort of tipped it in the favor of them fighting. Because the caller's right. Within 30 seconds, they're taking barbs. I don't know if he was, you know... Evan brought up nepotism, that Spike's going down to Philly, or Evan's a three-year-old boy basically going to a Met game here.
We're adults here.
Well, sort of, but yeah, I mean, it's about being a leader, it's about being a foxhole guy, and when you look around here today, Tiki, Loogie, we're foxhole guys, we're here, we're watching the Met game, we're talking to you guys, and Evan, at the very least, should have went to upper management and been like, I can't be there. Here's who's going to be there. We're all good to go. But it sounded like there was some pent up and frustration there. All right, 877-337-6666. Let's go to Dan in Northport. What's up, Dan?
Jakey, don't you have the same agent as Evan?
No, I have the same agent as Sean.
And half the station.
Oh.
Yes, right. I do not. I don't even know who Evan's agent is.
Evan's agent, if you've ever seen Friends, I think it's like Joey Tribbiani's agent. I think that's Evan's agent.
All right, well, Evan's got way more clout than he does these days. So you got to get the agent on the phone. That would be nice.
Well, I mean, maybe. That might be the way to solve this.
I mean, I think,
here's the reality, yeah. Dan. We all get off days. I could take 30 over the course of a year.
You could probably take more than that,
Tiki. I never will, because I like doing my job. I like being on air. I like, hell, when I'm during season in the NFL, I'm in some team's like locker room and I call in and do the show for 4 hours. Right. So I like doing my job. But you have the right to take days off.
You do.
Especially if something is important to you. Like, I have a cheer competition in a couple of months down in Orlando. I'll be off for a day because Brooklyn's going to be competing, hopefully, for a championship. So I'm going to be off. It's important. Opening day is important to Evan. I mean, I'm trying to think what else is really important to Evan. It's family, obviously.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's baseball.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's been doing media and radio since he was 18, 19 years old, whatever it was he started at Sirius XM or Sirius, what it was at that time. And he does radio and he writes baseball books. That's all he does.
Literally.
Radio, baseball.
Yeah.
Radio, baseball. Mm-hmm. He has great opinions about everything, but this is what he lives for. Mets opening day. And I kind of feel that he can take a day off. Maybe he should have told Spike, but he can take a day off.
Yeah, I think in this spot, he definitely should have checked with management. I just think you have to be a leader. Teak, we're going to have an uncomfortable conversation now because this is, I think, I've been sitting on this because you just started working with Evan. I know our show started late in the summer. Baseball was still going on, but we were just getting acclimated to each other. Right.
I took a vacation to Japan, so I missed a week.
Correct. And Evan took a vacation to, I don't know, St. Louis to see the Mets. So you haven't seen a lot of this with Evan, but you're getting a little taste of it today. So, yeah, he took off today for the home opener. There's another thing that Evan's going to do. When he goes to games, he is like a husband that is rushing off to the hospital to see his child being born. He is like a fury to get out to Citi Field. This will be during the show. We're trying to do the show. He's the point guard. He's got a lead. And he's rushing out to Citi Field to go see the game. And I have this fight with him all the time, T, because he's like, Luke, I got to get out there for first pitch.
But he wants to be there to score the first pitch.
Right. But I go, Ev, you know what? I get wanting to be out there for the first pitch, but guess what? There's a second pitch. And now, you know what? There's a third and fourth pitch, and they look just like the first pitch.
I'm a baby.
Exactly. And a sixth and seventh, and they'll throw in a 12th pitch for free just for you, for Evan. So at some point here, I get you're whimsical. I get you're a big fan, but you have a big-time job here. You're on Afternoon Drive. You're leading WFAN, the mecca of sports talk radio, where it all began. Mm. You have to sort of get that stuff out of your life. You could still be a big-time fan. You could still bother Pete Hoffman to do Rico Bronya's at 3 a.m. where you break down the worst Met losses in your lifetime. But at some point here, you have to step up and realize, you know what? Sean's not there. It's just Tiki and Loogie. It's Met home. By the way, Met game's going to end today. We're not going to hear from Evan unless he gets his ass back here. So you have to have responsibilities.
City's a little bit of a hike. Did he drive?
So that's the other thing we have to talk about. Another uncomfortable conversation. So Evan,
he drives everywhere.
He will do things where he drives to Citi Field. He will leave his car there. I'm not kidding. And then he will take the subway. He's a wackadoo. And then he'll take the subway back here, then go back to the game so then he could drive back. If that makes any
drive
sense,
home.
So he gets a good parking
so
spot.
Drive home.
Yes. Right. So there have been instances, Teak, where he's driven out to Citi Field.
So he's dropping his car like at 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning.
Correct. So there have been instances where this idiot, goes out there, drives his car out there, the game gets banged, his dumbass now has to go back to Citi Field to pick up his car for a game that got rained out.
I'm a baby.
Exactly. So this is the life of Evan. You're on the surface level of it yet, Teak. You have no idea what you've gotten yourself involved with this maniac, and especially with baseball season, because of the start times of the games.
It is opening day. It's opening day weekend. It feels good. Shouldn't we be happy here? Can't this be kumbaya? That's all I've heard since I came to New York. It's a baseball town. It's a baseball town. Everybody feels good when it's a baseball town, especially on Easter weekend.
Right.
Come on. It's Good Friday, people. Let's have some good vibes.
Yeah.
Some love.
This place be here by 4 o'clock, or you won't be on the air next week.
It's like a sorority house. So we have a whole bank of calls here. I know we got to break in a little bit, but we'll get to them here because a lot of people have an opinion on this. Let's go to Jeff in Chester. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Kiki, I love you, but man, baseball opening day or not, Evan is so wrong. Like Spike said, all he had to do is give him a heads up. Evan is acting like a baby. I would have fired his butt. Thank God.
I can't fire him. You can't fire him.
No. If I'm Spike, thank God your ratings are good. Because I would have fired his butt
no way.
If they weren't.
He's been here forever.
He's
17 years synonymous with WFAN. At this point, he's been here for so long. You can't fire him. Spike, okay. I think Spike is trying to do the right thing, like not getting too like mad. But it's just a day, and it is a game that means a lot to Evan.
Right. So obviously you can't fire him, but Evan is incredibly wrong as a leader of many people on a team.
Right.
You've been on a team.
Yeah.
Give your boss the heads up. Mm. Come on.
You would do that with your boss, right, Jeff? You would tell your boss you're not going to be there.
But Jeff, you understand the dynamic that's happening right here.
Yes.
Is it Spike he's already taken another job. Like he effectively is already kind of doing that job because he goes down there every now and then. And so he's dancing in between the raindrops. Spike is. And so we kind of like, all right, Spike's still our boss, but sometimes he's not here. And what do you do?
He's disrespected. Evan disrespected the lame duck boss.
All right.
Don't do that.
So you're on Team Spike. Jeff's on Team Spike.
Oh, man.
Well, Jeff, we know this about Evan. He's coddled, and this is part of him being a baby. You got to be responsible. You got to tell your teammates, your boss.
I'm
you're
a
not
baby.
Exactly. And then when he told him, look, Evan, if you don't mind, now obviously he was a little nastier. If you don't mind, after you watch a baseball game, after you write down on a piece of paper, Jeff McNeil grounded out to second base, can you please trek back from Queens to New York to talk sports on the radio? And Evan acted like a schmuck about it. It's like, dude, it's your boss.
Right, if the game is close.
Well, I gotta see, it's a holiday. And then this moron's talking to me the other day about happy opening day Eve. No, this is not Christmas Eve and Christmas. You don't get an Eve with this as well. You got 162 games. You don't get an Eve.
It's opening day, bro. It's a holiday.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to Jay in Norwalk.
What
Jay,
up,
what's up, dude?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
That was crazy. Spike, for one thing, he's a boss. And a boss should never belittle his employees in front of people. Mm-hmm. He did that on national radio. He should have pulled him aside and said something to him.
But he's not here.
Evan was.
But he's not here.
Well, when he got there, maybe Evan was wrong, but that's a conversation you have with a man to a man. And then he had the audacity and bring his family up, like throw a shot at, your family misses you. Come on, bro. Those are fighting words. Like, where I'm from, you get slapped for that.
Well, you don't slap a man, you know that. But you can't.
No, you do slap a man. You don't punch him.
I mean,
you slap him.
Yeah, Will Smith
and
did. Will Smith, right?
Exactly. And then you make him feel how he should feel because that was disrespectful.
Ooh.
Even though Evan might have been wrong, as a boss going to a new company, I would be worried about this dude flying off the hinges now.
Mm. Wow, Jay.
Because what he just did is almost a fireable offense because he belittled his employee in front of other employees. Not yet. He did it on the radio as well.
Mm-hmm. So Jay wants to fire Spike. Our previous caller wanted to fire Evan.
Right.
As long as I get a promotion, fire everybody. That's all I have to say.
Loogie.
That's right. So obviously polarizing here. Some of you are on Evan, Team Evan. Some of you are on Team Spike. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. We will get back to your calls on this. Evan versus Spike. Evan has an ultimatum. If he's not, he's at the Met game right now.
You either work here or you don't, Evan.
Exactly. If he's not back by 4 o'clock, he being Evan, he is going to be suspended. I don't know the length. I think they said for about a week.
He said a week.
But you know what? Spike may turn around, go home. The Sixers could lose next time they play and say, you know what? Make it 2 weeks.
All right. We could have a new boss by next week. And we never know. We don't see Spike ever again. Either way, one of these moments, at some point today, we're going to end up talking sports and not Evan sports. But we're going to talk sports at some point. I promise you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll get into the Yankees. We'll get into the football, everything that's going on with the Jets as well. 877-337-6666. Tommy Lugauer here with Tiki Barber, or Tiki Barber with Tommy Lugauer. I apologize. Tiki Barber, you're the all-time Giants leading rusher. You know, basically,
I'm good having people's backs here.
Yes.
After the end of a good fight,
You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan and Tiki back on the Fan. It's Loogie and Tiki right now on the Fan. You like how I did that, huh?
I did.
Give you the respect you deserve. You're behind the scenes all the time. Often don't get put in a word edgewise. Evan's talking too much. I'm talking too much. Sean's talking way too much. You have to sit and listen and work the board like Connor is doing right now. Putting you first today, Loogie.
I'm a lunch hat guy, lunch pail guy.
Loogie!
This debate is getting like a little bit crazy.
Forget
the debate between Spike and Evan. The debate with the Fan, like the listener, is, I mean, fire Evan?
Fire
we
Evan.
We got that. We got fire Spike.
Correct.
I mean, hell, we should put together a boxing match and settle this thing in the ring or something.
I'm even catching strays. People are telling me that I'm throwing Evan under the bus. Well, guess what? You're damn right I am. He's going to leave this chair. I'll take it, by the way. You know, excuse me. I'll take the pay raise and more publicity.
This is the longest Lugauer you will ever hear, ever.
Speaking of, Tiki, the Lugauer will also air tonight. So
really?
I'll be on till, I'll be on till 7:30. I may even do the overnight, and I'll dust the shelves after the show. Whatever they need from me here, I'm willing
like
to do.
This is like a seven-hour day for you,
bro. You're damn right. So if you're just tuning in, Tiki started the show off today. Sean is at a wedding. Evan is at the Mets game. We had Evan on. He was giving us sort of a setting the scene from Citi Field today. His streak is still alive. Our boss, Spike Eskin, who is still our acting boss, he will be gone shortly, but he is still our boss, came in here. Evan and Tiki, I guess Evan and Tiki, Evan and Spike got into a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
We will replay that later in case you missed
it. Be here by 4 o'clock, or you won't be on the air next week.
Exactly.
But if you really just rewind it, you can rewind it on the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You'll find it real quickly.
And download it wherever you download your podcast, because we will post it. So Spike gave Evan an ultimatum. If you're not back here by 4 o'clock, you are suspended for a week.
I mean, I kind of give Spike some credit because that's plausible. Like, you can watch a lot of the game. Like, he was giving him a little leeway. All right, Ev, I'm pissed off at you. You were wrong for going without telling me, but you can get back here by 4 o'clock. So that's an hour and 15 minutes from now. The game's not going to be over, so you got to leave the game early, but it is what it is.
Yes.
He was there early enough to score the first pitch. He'll see majority of it, leave your school book with your pops or whoever else you're there with, and then come in and be here by 4. Like, so Spike gave him a chance. He actually gave him a chance.
Well, also, you can listen to, now you want to listen to us, but you can also listen to it in another place. So, I mean, you could find a way to listen to it. Now, you can't score the game in traffic as you're driving here, and I think that's part of it. But he did give him till 4 o'clock. If he's not here by then, he won't be. That's going to be a tall order. He's going to have to leave early because we're in the third inning.
He's not going to try to be here.
Yes.
He's
so
not gonna try.
Internally, this has caused the debate. We have people from the Met game texting us about it. This has sent shockwaves through the Tri-State area.
I understand that you resent your daddy and you don't have a good relationship with him.
Well, I can't speak to the father issues between Howard Eskin and Spike Eskin, but that certainly seemed like a low blow. Now, if you could have said, hey, listen, the only reason you're getting the job is because of nepotism. That's Evan saying that that's not me. But that's, you know, that's them trading bars. But it got ugly. It got heated.
I know your family doesn't care if you're around at home, but everyone here cares whether you're at work.
Forget about it. Home, his family went on vacation without him.
Right.
Evan's family's on vacation. They left his dumb ass here, and then he doesn't show up for work. So I got to agree with Spike a little bit here.
Yeah,
but it's ridiculous.
Right, but in Evan's defense, he has been home alone by himself all week. So it's like, you make rash decisions when you're home by yourself. You do dumb things.
Hey, he's Kevin McAllister.
Exactly.
I mean, he's sitting around eating ice cream and watching naughty videos.
I'm a baby. Home alone. Luckily, nobody's trying to attack his house.
All right, let's get back to the calls here. We're going to know this stuff throughout the day. Yankees, of course, what's going on in Jetland, all that right here on the Fan. 877-337-6666. Nick is in Morganville. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Good.
Who does Evan think he is?
that he doesn't need to let anybody know that he's not showing up tonight.
Well, I mean, like, he kind of told us yesterday, but didn't, like, definitively tell us. We knew he was going to try to go Saturday, or he's probably going to go Saturday. But he intimated yesterday that he was going to maybe go today. Like, he said it, but he never really confirmed it. I kind of assumed that he was, like, I kind of figured I was going to do the show by myself today. I really did. Just because it's opening day. He doesn't miss opening days. He's had a streak of whatever it is, 13 years, even going down to Philly to make do when they got the opener canceled because of COVID. So I kind of just figured he wouldn't be here. So I'm okay with it.
Kiki, I understand that. But don't you think you need to clear that with your boss and not another employee of the company?
Well, I mean, see, this is the problem, is that Spike, yes, is our boss, but he is effectively leaving. He is our boss, and he's not our boss. But he's still in the office, yes.
He's still your boss.
Of course.
If you want to get something done, you have to go through Spike.
Of course.
That's like what one of my employees talking to another employee, like, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I would fire him.
We can't fire Evan.
Well, I know with the union, I understand. But who does Evan think, like, who do you think you are?
Well, he clearly thinks he's a big shot, obviously.
I'm like, that's correct. He thinks he's a big shot. I just think he's getting a little too big. He needs to be brought down to, like, a number two.
Little big for his britches. And he did. And, yeah, it is disrespectful. And it got out of hand. And it played out on the air. But I think a lot of people don't understand this when it's life in radio. When you work in radio, a lot of things play out on the air. Mm. When you work, Teak, you play in the NFL. Things get out there that you don't want to get out there. When you are in the public light, things spill out towards on the air. There's been stuff that's said about all of us on the radio that I go, Mom, please don't listen. So it just happens that way. Ideally, they could have talked off air. But again, Spike had no idea. He tuned into the radio. He hears Teak. He hears Evan. But he hears Evan from Citi Field. He ran down the hallway. He chewed his ass out. He gave him an ultimatum. He's still the acting boss. He felt like he was disrespected. Evan there is at Citi Field, you know, hawking his book, My Mets Bible, that comes out, I believe, April 2nd. You can pre-order now.
He did not take his book.
Oh, I guarantee you. I was told, by the way, now that you mention that, I was told that Evan was walking around the halls today. So my guess is he took these dopey books and he's selling them outside Citi Field. So he's trying to make money. He bangs out of work he's not here today.
That makes it even worse. I didn't get here until 12:30 or something. But you're saying Evan was here this morning.
I did not see this. The scuttlebutt, the rumor and innuendo from the guys and gals in the newsroom is that Evan was basically walking the halls earlier today. I did not see it. I'm hearing this secondhand, but that's what from a reliable source, as Colleen Wolf would say. I heard that Evan was walking around the halls. Didn't see it, but that's what I was heard. So the only thing I could think of is that he was grabbing a few of his books because he's got them all over the friggin' newsroom and all over the station. So my guess is he grabbed a few books. It's opening day, and he's selling them.
Mm. Or giving them away. Suck on it, baby. He's probably not selling them. He's probably giving them away.
Let's go out to Frankie in Clifton. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Tiki.
What's up?
You listening?
Yep.
You have to get on the phone right now, talk to Evan, and tell him to pull every single book off the shelf because this is probably the greatest chapter he never wrote. Could you imagine the scorecard on the top of the or the bottom of the first, whatever it was?
Right.
Spike called Ephraim. Could you imagine that?
Right, and you could label the chapter the opening day that got me fired.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a good call, Frankie. I like that idea. Yeah. We'll have to suggest it should the ultimate consequence fall Evan Roberts, but I don't think it will.
Can you imagine, Teak, the irony of Evan Roberts being fired from WFAN because of his opening day streak? The thing that he loves the most besides his family is going to baseball games and writing down stuff on sheets of paper with a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
That is his greatest love. And that love, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That, you know, Evan and will be doing the Rico Bonilla podcast on God knows what network, and that'll be the end of it. That's the irony of it. By the way, and I wasn't aware of this.
Fired on the fan for being a fan.
Evan called Spike some female paraphernalia, a head. I don't even know if you could say that on the air. I'll paint the picture. You know, at Bills games, they throw certain things on the field at times. That's what he called them, a D-head, basically.
Did
I don't
he
know
really?
If he, yeah. Now, there's a couple of D-heads, but
missed,
yes.
I missed that.
I almost fell over. I could, hey, idiot, we're going to lose our damn license, too, while we're at it. Can we calm down here?
I mean, it was like sex. Let's be honest. It was amazing.
Exactly. Potty mouth. Selling a lot of books here. By the way, My Mets Bible, April 2nd. You can pre-order now on Amazon. 877-337-6666. Lorenzo in Queens. What's up, Zoe?
Yeah, once Evan got on the phone, I thought it was no big deal. I thought he'd be doing the show from from location, you know.
Oh, from the game. The problem is
he showed the ability because he was still watching the game, but right. He was still talking to you guys.
Right. I mean, it's okay to do that sometimes, but it sounds like crap after a while. Right. When you're on the phone, you can only be on the phone for a little while. Now, if he had his if he could dial in via Zoom, maybe the audio is a little bit better. But it's all about the audio quality. So that's why he couldn't do it. I guess he just thought he could call in and get a little bit of a leeway that way, right? You open the show, you kind of do the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, he reacted to the double play, but he was still engaged with you.
That's true. But I think that kind of would get us in trouble, Lorenzo, if you start calling plays on live radio.
You definitely can't do play-by-play. You could react to something, but if you said, all right, ground ball, the short, blah, 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 then it would get us in trouble.
That's what Evan was doing.
We should have been on the big screen at Citi Field. They got that enormous screen. They should have had me and Tiki up there. You should have had Evan plugged in on Zoom, and you're right. We could have did like a live watch-along simulcast, but he didn't plot this out. Typical Evan. It's sloppy. He's calling it. And look, I'm being a little hard on him, but, you know, number one, you got to take a side here. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
And I think you do got to clear it with your boss. Now, it got out of hand. You know, they threw things. Here's the other thing, too. Now the weekend, it marinates. Mm. So now on Monday, assuming Evan even makes it back on time, he would be suspended. Next time they see each other, it's sitting there. It's marinating. So we could have another massive blow-up between our boss and it was just unprofessional.
I think it either marinates and becomes bigger or it dissipates. I think it easily could just simmer down. It's Easter. Like, you're with your family. You can have a good meal. Celebrate the holiday. It could simmer down a little bit.
Sutton tells me Spike eating lamb on Sunday is not going to calm down the waters here. 877-337-6666.
I don't respect your opinions anymore.
Wow. Rob is in Queens. What's up, Robbie?
What up, Rob? Man, that was an absolute scene that was just on the radio there.
Right.
I mean, I got to side with Evan, but my problem is more with you, Loogie. I mean,
what's up?
Be a foxhole guy.
I am. I'm here.
Leaving. Tiki's standing up for his partner. You got to deal with Evan every day from now on.
Yeah, sure. Don't remind me.
The boss is leaving. You don't want to be the guy telling the boss, oh, man, I got your back. But Rob.
Well, first of all, there'll be a new boss here, and if they hear that, they go, oh, Loogie's a guy. And I'm not trying to stand up for upper management. It's more about I see a scenario, and I side with whoever I think is in the right. If I thought Evan was in the right, I would side with Evan. I don't think he is. By the way, I've been...
You got a free day on the air. You should be happy.
Well, forget that part of that. It's not about me. It's not about me being able to talk on the radio. It's about what he did here. Like, and I've seen Evan pull stunts like this all the time. Like, one time we went to a net game. We did a remote from there. Game ends, and he goes, by the way, Loogie, I don't have a ticket for you. My dumb ass had to go home. I thought I was going to the damn basketball game with him.
What?
That's Evan's charm, though, as a host.
Is it?
He's
charm?
A
wow.
He's a fan. This is what makes him... Who he is.
Do I have to bring up?
He goes to games. He cares about it.
Yeah, he does.
Rob, do I have to bring up?
And by the way, Rob, that's why I defend him. Especially because it's opening day. It's not like he's going to leave us for, I don't know, the fifth game of the next week. Like, he's only opening day. Everything else will be in the afternoon, evening, so he can go anyway, so it's fine. But still, it's opening day. You kind of got to give him a little bit of a break.
All right, Rob, we lost you there. And then I don't even know if you've heard this story before, Tiki. So the Luis Castillo pop-up game, A-Rod pops it up, they lose. Evan was there with his friend Chad. He was so upset and so, you know, downtrodden that he left Chad there. He was Chad's ride. He was Chad's ride! You know, sometimes you got to be a foxhole guy to get the foxhole guy treatment. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we're the foxhole guys because we're here.
He's just, like, really super fan. He's that super fan. And it affects him.
Yes.
It emotionally affects him. When something happens positively or negatively, it truly affects him. It's not an act. He's actually responding the way that he reacts. So I feel bad for Chad in the Mets chat.
Yes, that's right.
The Mets chat.
Chad is in the Mets chat.
Chad and Tiki.
Big Yankee fan. So I get that from he was probably giving him the business, but Chad's like his best friend. And he left the guy, you know, stranded. And this was like pre-Uber. He basically had to hitchhike his way home from the Bronx to get home.
Wait, is that because he's a Yankee fan?
I just think Evan was so upset. We're going to go down a real big
rabbit hole. But it was the Yankee game, right?
It was a Yankee Met
and
game.
Chan's a Yankee fan.
Correct. It was at Yankee Stadium. I tell Evan all the time, why do you even bother going to these games? Because you could have this kind of outcome. He was just so upset that he basically left his best friend there.
Yeah, but his best friend is a Yankee fan.
I know, but he's still a human being. You still got to, you're responsible to get this guy home.
He's also a New Yorker, I'm sure. You figure it out. It's the one thing I loved about coming to New York from Virginia. You leave somebody in Virginia, they're in the woods, they're like, where the hell I do?
Right.
In New York, you leave somebody, they're like, all right, I figure it out. I'll hit the cab. All right, I'll catch a bus. Get on the subway. I'll find a way home. New Yorkers are resilient, man. He just trusted he would be resilient. Chad may have been upset, but yeah. He trusted he'd be resilient.
877-337-6666. Tiki Barber, Tommy Lugauer. Here we are. Evan has till 4 o'clock to make it back, or he is suspended for a week. We will get back to more of your calls on Spike versus Evan Roberts. We will get into the Yankees as well. We will get into all the nonsense going on in Jets land as well. I got you till whenever. I'm on Lugauer, whenever Evan gets back. We're flying by the seat of our pants here today because there's been a lot of chaos from the get-go here on the show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.